With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Budgets within Montana's State Health Department and Office of Public Defender are busted. Lawmakers in the Legislative Finance Committee today debated a proposal from Governor Steve Bullock to borrow more than $23 million from next year's budget to pay for the state's current financial troubles. Most of the money in the proposal would go to fund Department of Health and Human Services budget items that are currently in the red. That request is for just over $20 million in the general fund set aside for the 2019 budget to be used for the state's cost for Medicaid caseloads, the Montana State Hospital, and other operating expenses this year. $3 million is also proposed to fill spending gaps within the Office of State Public Defender. This kind of borrowing within the state budget is called a supplemental appropriation and used only in unforeseen or emergency situations within government. State Budget Director Dan Vella sent a memo to legislative staff on March 8th informing lawmakers of the proposal.
We're not increasing expenditures. We are simply using the two-year budget set by the legislature more in the first year than in the second.
The Legislative Finance Committee has 10 days to finalize any comment it wants to make on the Bullock administration's proposal. However, when the committee met Wednesday, rifts between Democrats and Republicans resulted in a stalemate. Nancy Balance, the Republican chair of the Finance Committee, said she's worried what the overall state budget could end up looking like if this much money is taken out of next year's budget.
I am very uncomfortable with not having any kind of a plan whatsoever for how to contain the 2019 expenditures. And I do understand that that's the executive's responsibility to figure that out as they go, but I think that some kind of a plan is required in this situation, and we should be seeing that.
According to analysis of the governor's proposal by the Legislative Fiscal Division, pulling just over $20 million from next year's budget to fund DPHHS this year still leaves an expected $30 million shortfall within the health department over the next 2 years. Here's Quinn Holzer with LFD.
Their plan does not contain spending within the legislative appropriation.
Republicans on the Finance Committee suggested sending a letter to the Bullock administration pointing out what they say is a significant issue in the current proposal, but Democrats stuck together to block that effort. Here's Senate Minority Leader John Sesso.
No comment is better than making comments, because if you think you're going to be able to come up with, or the legislature is going to be able to come up with a better way, good luck.
Sesso says the health department's number one job is to make ends meet this year. In the context of state health officials struggling to deal with $49 million in cuts to the agency made during the November special session. Without a comment from the legislature, the clock will wind down on the June 10th timeline for when the Bullock administration can take action on its proposal to transfer money to the state health department and the public defender's office. With a comment from lawmakers, the transfer could have taken place right away. Governor Bullock's budget director Dan Vella told MTPR that when Republicans said they were concerned about a plan for how the state will stay within the legislative appropriation, he understood that as hearing that Republicans wanted a list of budget cuts within state government. Beth Brenneman, a staff attorney with Disability Rights Montana, testified during the Finance Committee meeting Wednesday. She pointed out that the current supplemental appropriation from the governor does not include funding for Medicaid community health services.
We are losing things that we are not aware of quite yet, and the devastating impacts will be very obvious. But Helena Industries was just the first.
Helena Industries was a nonprofit that reportedly provided services for 900 people with disabilities in the western half of the state. Staff at the organization say state budget cuts played a big role in their closing in early April. Although a group of Democratic state lawmakers have advocated for a supplemental appropriation to cover the ongoing costs of community health services within Medicaid, the Bullock administration has said it wouldn't be allowed under the law. The governor's budget director says the budget transfers the administration is proposing now are allowed because the shortfalls of these specific areas within the health department were unexpected. Both lawmakers and the executive are waiting to see how state revenues will come in the rest of the fiscal year, which ends in June. If revenues are high enough, they could be used to backfill some of the nearly $77 million in cuts made during last fall's special session. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.